Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1350, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll toe the line, engage in some hoodoo, come back again, have a segment on H.I., and play One Thing in Common. I hope you like our segments called One Thing in Common, because here's yet another. I'll give you a little hint and say it's connected to a song in last week's segment on Pissmires, Ants.
Diddy-um-pa-um-pa-um-pa-um-pa-um-pa-pa-ma-pa. I go off my nutty time, I hear a guitar.
Ooh-wah, ooh-wah.
It was in Bermuda, where you heard one play.
A señorita sang for me.
Sang what?
This serenade.
I know the serenade. When it's sweet onion time in Bermuda, I breathed my love so true. Oh, that fragrance divine,
with her lips close to mine,
your eyes with teardrops did shine. Ah, we frolicked,
yes, yes,
among the garlic. And I knew all the world was in rhyme.
Say, were you lost in the dark?
Yes, she found me.
Where?
In Bermuda, in sweet onion time.
When it's sweet onion time in Bermuda,
inhaling love is what we do.
And how those girls love to dine.
Did I treat them to wine?
No, no. You had real onion stew.
Oh, yes. Hey, hey.
And I remember when you first met her.
Oh, do you remember? With her pug nose and onion divine.
Yes, yes. And was her love wrong?
Oh, yes, it knocked me unconscious.
How and where?
In Bermuda,
in sweet onion time.
When it's sweet onion time in Bermuda, I breathe my love so true. In that fragrance divine, with your lips close to mine, your eyes with teardrops will shine. We will frolic among the garlic till we hear those sweet wedding bells chime. If you get lost in the dark, I will find you in Bermuda, in
Thank you.
Anson Weeks and his Hotel Mark Hopkins Orchestra with Someday Soon, composed by Edna Fisher, which is a clue to the one thing in common. That was recorded in San Francisco on June 21, 1929, and issued on Columbia 1915D. Before that, Joe Raymond and his orchestra with Remembering, from the Broadway musical Topsy and Eva, another clue to the one thing in common. Remembering was recorded October 22, 1923, issued on Victor 19178. We started this edition of One Thing in Common with Billy Jones and Ernest Hare singing Sweet Onion Time on Columbia 332D, made March 13, 1925. So, what's the one thing in common? Well, you'll remember that Edna Fisher was the piano accompanist for the Duncan sisters on Aunt Susie's Picnic Day, played in the Aunt segment on last week's show. And the three-act musical, Topsy and Eva, starred the Duncan sisters. All three of those songs were written by the sisters, Rosetta and Vivian Duncan. They collaborated with Sam Coslow on Sweet Onion Time, which the sisters also recorded for Victor. One edition of the sheet music shows the title as In Sweet Onion Time, I'll Breath, instead of Breathe, My Love to You. And another is titled simply Sweet Onion Time. The sisters get sole credit for Remembering. They starred in and wrote all the songs in Topsy and Eva, which opened at the Sam H. Harris Theater on December 23, 1924, and ran for 159 performances, closing on May 9, 1925. And they wrote the lyric to Someday Soon. Someday Soon was also recorded by J. Donald Parker with the Piccadilly Players for Edison. The 1938 recording of Someday Soon by Adolph Hoffner is a completely different song, which you might just be hearing on next week's show. And thanks for playing One Thing in Common.
This is Barry Hanson, better known as Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
This next segment is all about toes, but I want you to listen carefully to the lyric of this first record and see if you can pick up on the connection to last week's segment about Peaches Browning. Here's Alan Breezy Breeze.
The higher up the sweeter it grows. Picking fruit you've got to be up on your toes. See the pretty penthouse top of the roof. The higher up the higher end goes. Get that dough, don't be a goof. Up on your toes they climb the clouds to come with their mail. The dancing crowds look up to some rare mail. Like that Astaire mail, see the pretty lady, top of the crop. You want to know the way the wind blows? Then, my boy, you'd better hop up on your toes, up on your toes. Thank you.
toes. But toes will be sticking out where I used to lay. They may not be my toes, but toes will be sticking out where I used to lay. Don't get so pat on your job, all the women changing men every day. Cause when you stay out from you till midnight, I know it makes your heart ache. Cause when you stay out from you till midnight, I know it makes your heart ache. He comes home with that fool all lie, or he was visiting KFB candidates.
Thank you.
Percival Mackey and his band with Hop on Your Toes from the 1928 West End London musical So This Is Love. Not to be confused with the romantic ballad from the 1950 Disney animated film Cinderella. That's from Edison Bell Electron 78, number 0251, made July 26, 1928. Before that, being heard on the show for the first time, blues pianist, singer, and whistlin' Alex Moore with his tune, They May Not Be My Toes. That's from Columbia 14596D, made December 5, 1929. Alexander Herman Moore was born November 22, 1899, and may be getting his own birthday segment in a few months. We started off this pedal digit set with Billy Cotton and his band, with Alan Breezy Breeze providing the vocal on Your Toes, from the two-act Broadway musical of the same name. It opened at the Imperial Theater on April 11, 1936, and wound up 88 performances later at the Majestic on January 23, 1937. Sharp-eared listeners may have caught the line, "See the pretty penthouse, top of the roof. The higher up, the higher it goes. Get that dough, don't be a goof. Up on your toes." And remembered from last week's segment about Peaches Browning, that "don't be a goof" was an insult that Daddy Browning used against Peaches. "Don't be a goof" was so ubiquitous from the media coverage of the scandal that the phrase made it into the lyric of On Your Toes. Back in the 1980s or so, Rita and I went on a road trip, making a loop through Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, and back to California. One of the places we stopped was Bryce Canyon National Park, where we marveled at the thousands of tall, slender rock spires, with their distinctive rounded and tapered shapes and the vibrantly colored red, orange, and white layers. I didn't know at the time what they were called, but thanks to a question on one of last week's episodes of Jeopardy, I now know they are called hoodoos. And Bryce Canyon contains the highest concentration of hoodoos on Earth. But here's a set of rapidly rotating records about another kind of hoodoo.
Thank you. how do you do? Tell me you take a boot and touch a brand new shoe. But don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. Oh, do lady, you can turn water wine. I've been wondering where have you been all this time. I'm sitting here broke, and I ain't got a dime. You all could put something in these dukes of mine. But don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. Boy, you better watch her, 'cause she's tricky. I want you to unlock my door so I can get in and get all of my clothes. But don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. Now look at hoodoo lady, I want you to treat me right. Bring my man back home, but don't let him stay all night. And don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. Boy, she's tricky as she can be. Better watch her too. Look here, hoodoo lady, I'm your friend. When you leave this time, come back again. But don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me. Don't put that thing on me, 'cause I'm going back to Tennessee. Boys, I'm scared of them.
I've been hoodooed. Hoodooed by a doctor, shows you born. A gal for me had a great infatuation. She wanted me to marry, but she had no situation. When I refused, she near went wild. Says I'm bound to hoodoo that child. She went and got a rabbit foot, she buried it with a frog. Right in the holler of an old bullog. Right on the road where I had to walk along. Ever since then my head's been wrong. My bones begin to ache, my teeth begin to chatter. I went to the doctor, he couldn't tell the matter. Says, old child, you're gone up the spout. He looked at my hair and my hair fell out. Nobody knows how funny I feel. Even till the husk fell off my heel. I went to the dock, started to jump in the river. Looked at the water, my bones began to quiver. Laid on the dock, fell fast asleep. Tried to wake up, my flesh began to creep. Laid on the dock, I got a pain in the head. When I woke up, to tell the truth, I found myself dead. I've been hoodooed, hoodooed. Hoodooed, hoodooed by a doctor hoodoo. I've been hoodooed, hoodooed. Hoodooed by a doctor, shows you born. Put on your sneak shoes, children. Listen to what I say. Don't disgrace the colored race now. Don't be led astray. Put on your sneaks, you children. There's a time to make your mark. If you can't come yellow, come the right color. But for goodness sake, don't come dark. Cause I've been hoodooed, 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 hoodooed by a doctor hoodoo. I've been hoodooed, I've been hoodooed, I've been hoodooed by a doctor. Shows you ball.
The word hoodoo first appeared in English in 1870. I don't know how it got applied to the rock spires in Bryce Canyon National Park, but its more common meaning is a complex set of folk magic beliefs and practices brought to North America and the Caribbean by West African slaves. As a verb, hoodoo means to bring bad luck to, curse, or jinx something or someone. And it's that sense that blues and barrel house vocalist Jim Towell uses in I've Been Hoodooed. I have no biographical information on Jim Towell, but he was accompanied on that recording by Cow Cow Davenport. That was recorded in Chicago on October 26, 1928, issued on Brunswick 7060. Ann Canova wrote I've Been Hoodooed. Before that, Elizabeth Kidd Douglas, better known as Memphis Minnie, accompanying herself on guitar on Hoodoo Lady, from Vocalion 03222, February 18, 1936. We started this hoodoo set with Herb Weedoff's Cinderella Roof Orchestra and The Hoodoo Man, written by Nacio Herb Brown. A Brunswick field unit recorded that in Los Angeles on May 7th, 1924, issued as catalog number 2627. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. You hear about AI, or artificial intelligence, every day, and might think that it's a recent development. But the term artificial intelligence came into being in the mid-1950s, following the publication of Alan Turing's Computer Machinery and Intelligence, a paper that proposed a test of machine intelligence called the imitation game. The more I read about AI, the more my brain hurts, and the more that companies try to convince me that I'm talking to a live human being instead of their AI phone tree, the madder I get. While there are no doubt helpful AI technologies in, for example, medicine and weather, AI is wreaking havoc with a lot of my research for this show. I also have a high-end Zojirushi rice cooker that claims to employ the AI technology of fuzzy logic in cooking my rice. I'm sorry, it's rice. Anyway, I'll conclude this rant and play a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about some good old-fashioned live human beings. Let's call it human intelligence.
But what on earth did you see? just an ordinary human. You will never find my name within the Hall of Fame. I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you. I'll never have $1 million, never see my name in lights or climb the social high. I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you. Anything I say or do, I would call original or witty. But the things I say to you, so simple in meaning, are right from the heart. I'll never headline in the paper. For a dreamer I must be, or don't you blame me, can't you see? I'm just an ordinary human with an extraordinary love for you.
That anyone in their right mind could ever treat another human so unkind. Didn't you sneak away and leave a note behind? Was that the human thing to do? Always thought that yours was such a heart of gold. But after I was sold on all the tales you told, didn't you let your kisses turn from hot to cold? Was that the human thing to do? Now I'm not trying to patch things up. Oh, what's been done must be. Lord, I wouldn't even treat a little pup the way you treated me. How can anybody be so darned unfair? You let me hang around until I learned to care. Didn't you even laugh and leave me crying there? Was that the human thing to do?
Do 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 listen to me. Anybody seen my gal? Look what she did to me. And I thought she was a pal. Now the next gal I'm gonna get, I'll be blonde or brunette. Redhead mamas may be okay, but I'm here to say,
hey, hey,
nobody knows what a redhead mama can do. Do, 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 do. Give her a heart made of rock, she'll break it into. Yes, right into. There's no doubt that she's got a conscience and a mind. But when she steps out, she leaves them both behind.
I'm free, man.
She can draw a ring round a gal like a Louisville Lou. Lou, 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 Lou. She can make a blue bitch feel mighty blue. So blue. Now to keep her from talking without a muzzle, harder to do than a crossword puzzle. Nobody knows what a redhead mama can do.
We started this HI, or Human Intelligence, set with Carol Loeffner and his orchestra, and I'm Just an Ordinary Human, written by Larry Yohl and Al Jacobs. That's from Perfect 16119, recorded April 30th, 1935, also issued on the Mellotone label. The vocalist was Betty Jane Rhodes, just 15 years of age at the time. Both Al Jacobs and Larry Yohl will be getting birthday segments for the first time in upcoming shows. Next were Chick Bullock's Levee Loungers, with Chick Bullock asking the musical question, was that the human thing to do? More than a dozen recordings of that song made the same year. Banner 32365 was recorded January 12, 1932. Was that the human thing to do was written by Joe Young and Sammy Fain. We finished up with Nobody Knows What a Red Hot Mama Can Do, written by Irving Mills, Al Dubin, and Sammy Fain. That's from OK40317, made in February of 1925. On ukulele, Fred Hall. So, why is that record part of this human segment? Well, it was performed by Coggart and Motto. Okay, again, why this record in this human segment? Well, you may recall that Henry Coggart and Dick Motto used their voices to mimic brass and woodwind instruments and were known as the Human Jazz Band. For no particular reason, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about being back again.
Of Schultz's German band, who was the greatest leader, the finest in the land. In my backyard each morning, sweet music he would start. He went away one summer's day and nearly broke my heart.
But I found something out,
and I just want to shout, hey, Schultz is back again.
He's back again
with his zing da 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 zing da 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 da
boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. He sounds so sweet and
changed
with his zing ta da da da
boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. They throw him nickels just to treat him kind. They throw potatoes, onions, anything they find. But Schultz is back again.
He's back again
with his zing ta da 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 zing ta da da da
boom, 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 boom.
There's Heine with his clarinet, and how that fella blows.
love to play that big sextet with Amy's Irish Rose. This women that he's piccolo, he's pickled all the day. He said that he ain't pickled, then his piccolo will play. Now Louis Pat, Ronahan, they don't take any chance. Before they start, they sew every pocket in his pants. It's such a pretty picture, they all stand in a row. And Schulte hits his boom boom and his ice.
Vai,
vai,
go!
Bluebird's back again. I'm walking through clover, just a romancing rover, and I'm happy all over. My bluebird's back again. Ain't got much money, but I've got the sun above. Life's sweet as honey, 'cause I've got the one I love. I'm singing a new song, and it isn't a blue song. It's a new T42 song. My bluebird's back again. Thank you.
look back at joys that you left behind. Did the hours when you sat alone seem endless? Well, I know just what's on your weary mind. When just a field of grain, a shady lane, makes you long for home once again. You've got those wanna go back again blues. When swallows in the sky, flying by, makes you brush a tear from your eye. You've got those wanna go back again blues. Although the sun shines bright, it don't seem to shine for you. Till that homesick feeling you can lose. When someone old and gray, far away, haunts your memory day after day, you've got those wanna go back again blue.
We haven't heard from Ruth Etting in quite a while, but there she was with You've Got Those Wanna Go Back Again Blues, written by Roy Turk and Lou Handman. Columbia 675D was made April 14, 1926. Before that, some good news. My Bluebird's Back Again, written by Cliff Friend. The label of Clarion 5396 credits the Campus Collegiates and the Bobby Dix Quartet, but it's actually Ben Selvin's orchestra, with the vocal by Dick Robertson on October 22, 1931. We started the set with the Four Aristocrats, and Schultz is back again with his Boom Boom Boom. I played it in 2021, but it's a fun record, so you got it again. Ed G. Nelson and Saul Burney wrote the music, with the lyric by Harry Pease. The Four Aristocrats were Bert Bennett on ukulele, Eddie Lewis steel guitar, Tom Miller on acoustic guitar, and pianist Fred Weber. Victor 20465 was recorded December 16, 1926, and on this take four of five, the pianist was Bert Reed. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.
Thank you.